Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. I get emails from all over the state, but especially from here in southeast Louisiana. A common issue over the past couple of months has been the myriad of problems caused by all the excessive rainfall we've had. Now, what is it about the rainfall we've had in March, April, May, and coming now into June that has been so much of an issue for our landscape plants? Well, if we get a really large rain event, say it rains 3 inches or even 5 inches all at once on a day or two, that doesn't affect our landscape hugely oftentimes. Plants are able to tolerate the soil staying saturated for a relatively limited amount of time. The water drains away within a matter of days, and the plants usually are fine or they recover. What really is hard for plants to deal with is when we get some rain frequently over a long period of time. So if we get a half of an inch every 3 days for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks at a time, that's when we really begin to see these problems. Now, there are two major issues that we have when we get rain frequently over a long period of time, such as we've been having this spring and early summer. First off, excessive moisture in the soil causes major issues for the root system of plants. Roots breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide just like we do. So they get the oxygen that they need from the air spaces that are in the soil. When a really big rain event comes, it saturates the soil, and that means all of the air spaces are full of water, but gravity pulls the extra water out and the air spaces return to having air in them, and that keeps the root system happy. But when it rains on Monday, and then it rains again on Wednesday, and then it rains again on Saturday, each time it rains, it resaturates the soil, and this doesn't give the soil a chance to really drain the way it should, so the roots end up being deprived of the oxygen that they need. And this makes the root system sick. It can function less well, so that you see a plant that looks wilted, like it's thirsty and needs water, even though the ground seems to be moist. And when you see that, a wilted-looking plant in a situation where the ground is moist, you know that root issues have set in. Now, if it lasts long enough, the root system will actually begin to die. Fungal organisms in the soil can actually sense the distress of the root system, and they will attack the roots and begin to kill them. And this causes massive damage and oftentimes is fatal to the plant. So this kind of rainfall, keeping the soil wet, causes major problems with root rots. And we've had losses of citrus trees. Pittosporum has been badly affected. Azaleas have been killed off. Peach trees, loquats, Japanese maples. These are all plants that need really good drainage and have been suffering to some degree because of the rain. The other issue is it keeps the foliage wet. Now, we get a lot of foliar diseases, both on our vegetable gardens, on our ornamental flowers, and even on our trees and shrubs. And these foliar diseases are really not usually a major issue for the plants because they can always replace their foliage, but they can be a problem. Now, the fungal organisms that cause these leaf spot diseases need wet leaves to cause an infection. So the more the leaves stay wet, the more infections that you're going to be seeing occurring in your landscape. And again, because the leaves have been staying wet so much, we're seeing a lot of leaf spots around the area. Entomosporium leaf spot's been really bad on Indian hawthorns and photinia, black spot on roses, and be ready to see leaves coming out of your crepe myrtles because Cercospora leaf spot is going to be on the move. No sweat, don't worry about those. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.